So David hid himself in the field. And when the new moon had come, the king sat at the table to eat. The king sat on his seat, as at other times, even on the seat by the wall, and Jonathan sat opposite, and Abner sat by Saul's side, but David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul did not say anything that day, for he thought, "Something has happened to him. He is not clean. Surely he is not clean." It happened on the next day after the new moon, the second day, that David's place was empty. Saul said to Jonathan his son, "Why hasn't the son of Jesse come to the table, either yesterday or today?" Jonathan answered Saul, and said, "David earnestly asked leave of me to go to Bethlehem. He said, 'Please let me go, for our family has a sacrifice in the city. My brother has commanded me to be there. Now, if I have found favor in your eyes, please let me go away and see my brothers.' Therefore he has not come to the king's table." Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said to him, "You son of a perverse, rebellious woman, do I not know that you have chosen the son of Jesse to your own shame, and to the shame of your mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse lives on the earth, your kingdom will not be established. Therefore now send and bring him to me, for he shall surely die." Jonathan answered Saul his father, and said, "Why should he be put to death? What has he done?" And Saul threw his spear at him to strike him. Then Jonathan realized that this evil from his father to kill David was determined. So Jonathan sprang up from the table in fierce anger, and ate no food the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David, because his father had dishonored him. It happened in the morning, that Jonathan went out into the field at the time appointed with David, and a little boy with him. He said to the boy, "Run, find now the arrows which I shoot." And as the boy ran, he shot an arrow beyond him, toward the city. When the boy had come to the place of the arrow which Jonathan had shot, Jonathan cried after the boy, and said, "Isn't the arrow beyond you?" Jonathan cried after the boy, "Go fast. Hurry. Do not delay." Jonathan's boy gathered up the arrows, and came to his master. But the boy did not know anything. Only Jonathan and David knew the matter. Jonathan gave his weapons to his boy, and said to him, "Go, carry them to the city." As soon as the boy was gone, David arose from beside the mound, and fell on his face to the ground, and bowed himself three times. They kissed one another, and wept one with another, and David wept the most. Jonathan said to David, "Go in peace, because we have both sworn in the name of the Lord, saying, 'The Lord shall be between me and you, and between my descendants and your descendants, forever.'" He arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city.